Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Final day in my temp studio at home until I could get back into the studio. I feel great. Surgery went great. I've been over a week. I'm already running around. In fact, I got a charity poker tournament to do tomorrow. I love charity events and I love poker. So, we'll see how that goes. So I've been feeling great, knock on wood. So hopefully back in the studio on Monday. So thanks you guys for being patient. So, yeah, I have a question for you guys. When the boy Ethan Crumbly was accused of the mass shooting that happened a few days ago at Oxford High in Michigan, and 15 years old, used his father's weapon, there were many, many calls for the parents to be prosecuted. And we just found out about an hour ago that the parents are going to be charged. Prosecutors are going to charge parents with involuntary manslaughter based on what their son, Ethan, allegedly did. And my question to you guys, I want to just put it out there. Should parents be liable if their child commits a heinous act, school shooting, whether just based on that alone or by using something of theirs, like their weapons, to execute it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in this latest development, in this horrific shooting in which four students died, multiple others injured, a Michigan prosecutor has filed involuntary manslaughter charges against the parents of 15-year-old suspect Ethan Crumbly. So Jennifer and James Crumbly have each been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter as four students were fatally shot. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald previously called Crumbly's parental action, quote, far beyond negligence. Now, Ethan Crumbly, who was a sophomore at the time, was charged Wednesday as an adult with murder, terrorism, and other crimes in what investigators described as methodical and a deliberate massacre. He had a school meeting with his parents, I think the second of two. Then he goes into the bathroom, gets his gun ready, and then he starts coming out and shooting. Now, why? How are the parents involved? Well, Crumbly's parents, and of course now I have a pop-up, I believe James, the parent, the father, had purchased a gun 4 days prior, a 9mm 6-hour SP-2022 gun, 4 days before the shooting. And according to prosecutors, they said that the gun just seemed to have been freely available. It wasn't locked up. It wasn't out of the kid's range. The kid was able to take it and use it. They said the parents were the only individuals in the position to know the access to the weapons. McDonald, who is the Oakland County prosecutor, Karen McDonald, said in another interview this week that additional unreleased evidence in the case was troubling and disturbing. Unfortunately, he was allowed to go back to class, which really, I don't understand what happened. There was some sort of school meeting. There were apparently two school meetings where the parents were brought in. The parents were there with them. The parents were at school in a meeting. Kid has to go back to class. Parents leave. Kid goes to the bathroom before he goes back to class, loads the weapon or gets the weapon ready, comes out and starts shooting. They said the suspect had been flagged twice by school personnel for, quote, concerning behavior. And the suspect's parents were brought to the school around 10 a.m. the day of the shooting for a meeting with the student and school personnel. So, by the way, there was another student who was just arrested because they posted on social media, not of the same school, we'll talk about it, where they posted on social media, I want to shoot up a school. He just basically posts on social media how he wants to be involved in a school shooting. So we really got some very strange, demented people out there that just want to kill other kids. So the question to you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is how culpable are the parents? If the parents have a gun, and that child uses that gun to shoot up a school, are they liable? Should they be charged? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, somebody might think, well, that's a slam dunk. You know, parents bought a gun. There's rules. Guns should be stored a certain way. Guns should be away from children who could sadly, you know, play with them, hurt themselves, steal them, take them, use them for something else. But the thing with law is you might think a law makes a lot of sense and is really easy to not only create, but enact and enforce. But what if a child takes his dad's cooking knife? Takes his dad's cooking knife and goes and stabs people at school. Then is that dad liable because it was his cooking knife? What if a child takes his dad's car, takes that car and runs over kids at a school bus? Are they liable? So it's a very interesting topic because you would think it's a slam dunk. A parent buys a weapon. That weapon should have been locked up. A 15-year-old kid that was having behavior issues should have never had access to it. It just, that, you know, that just makes sense. Parents were negligent. Could have even put the kid at risk of even more mayhem. But then if that law is in place, does that extend to a vehicle? Does that extend to a knife? Does that extend to a baseball bat? Kid takes the baseball bat, goes down the street, beats up somebody else, commits murder, but it was the father's bat. So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On one end, as a parent, you know, and as a physician, I love the idea of having parents more involved and more on the hook. You know, if your kid is sadly, you know, doing things that they shouldn't, and you're a parent that's not me, I'm working, I'm busy, I like the idea of parents needing to be a little bit more involved in what their children do. But as you can see, this starts to get a little bit, you know, complicated. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we do want to get your calls and comments, but I have to give you guys some quick updates on Omicron. So, no surprise there, but it's now been detected in 5 states. Interestingly how it's taken us a little longer to pick up Omicron than other countries. In fact, some health officials were saying, look, it's stupid stuff. Yeah, it's our delay in transmitting samples. It could take days for us to get samples to where they need to go to get, you know, sent. Where some of these smaller countries, they have a means to get something set same day, get it tested, and be on it. So in America right now, we've had 5 states reporting cases. Hawaii has now been included in them, Colorado, Minnesota, New York, and then, of course, the first one noted in California. From what I'm understanding, the majority of these were in people who were already vaccinated, maybe didn't get their booster. Not all of them had traveled internationally. The one in Minnesota, I think he was from Minneapolis, Hennepin County, he had just gone to New York for a conference. He was there November 21st, 22nd, came back. And so when we heard, well, he was in New York for a conference, most likely it's there in New York. So no surprise, there's cases in New York that are finally being picked up. And we talked about how there might be a quicker way for them to figure out the cases because of that S gene drop-off. They call it where there's a missing gene on the spike protein that we only really see with the Alpha strain and the Omicron strain. We don't see it with the Delta. So if the main strain in America is Delta, and then you have this S gene dropout, you could then immediately go, okay, guys, this is suspected. Take that, run it up the chain, get it into the front of the line for the sequencing and get it sequenced. So, you know, people ask why, you know, are we this behind? Netherlands knew about their cases. Israel knows about their cases. I mean, with America, there's a lot going on. And keep in mind, we also have Thanksgiving season. We have Thanksgiving, which, you know, many of the other countries didn't necessarily have. So while they were still working full court press, we were all taking 4 days off. Plus, they might not have as bad a labor shortage as we do. You know, we're going to be talking later about a poll where I think about half of Americans, they're like, I really don't feel it. I really don't want to go back to work. So we kind of in America have a not so excited about going back to work sort of landscape right now. And so if labs are short-staffed, and that could include the federal labs as well, especially with the mandates that are back and forth, I'm not surprised that we're behind the curve with some of these other countries. So, you know, a sample comes in, somebody goes, I think I have COVID. Well, if they do their home test, nobody might know about it. But if they go into a testing center, then that center takes the test and then they run it. If that test is positive, then the lab or health officials have to decide, are they going to do the sequencing on that test? Remember, I mean, there are millions of people doing tests every day in every city. So if there's a concern, then that's going to kind of, I guess, make it ahead of the line, take a jump in line. But if you have all these tests and you're like, you know, we're just testing if they're positive or not, and we're not looking for a new strain, there's backlog before all these. Now the labs are primed to, well, let's figure out what these strains are. What are the majority of these strains? They're sequencing as many as they could go, as they can. But I would suggest if there's a way for you to tell if it has that S gene dropout and you could early on decide, wait a second, these guys are S gene dropouts, these are not, go and sequence these for Omicron, because they can't just say, all right, those are Omicron, they have to sequence them. I think that might speed things up, but I think we have a transport problem. I think we have a labor shortage problem. People are just getting back from Thanksgiving. Well, getting into Christmas season mode. So, yeah, we're a little behind. So with these cases, so far, five states have confirmed. Nine were confirmed on Thursday in Minnesota, Colorado, New York, Hawaii, California. The California case was a vaccinated individual who had traveled from South Africa. The Minnesota case was somebody who traveled from New York. Colorado Governor Jared Polis confirmed a third case in a woman also vaccinated but who had traveled from South Africa. She hadn't received her booster. Mild symptoms. So far we're hearing all of these are mild thus far until we hear anything different. Colorado runs genetic sequencing on about 15% of their COVID tests. They have not detected other Omicron cases, but again, they haven't been able to run it 100%. So New York health officials confirmed five new cases, one in Suffolk County on Long Island, four in New York City Metro. And again, it all depends on where they're running it. So New York Governor Kathy Hochul told residents that the detection of multiple cases does not mean the state will revert to sweeping shutdowns imposed during the start of the pandemic. Good. If the majority of these cases are mild, I don't see why we have to go on lockdown and ruin everybody's business and start this whole cycle again of mayhem and all the other BS that happened. But a very interesting study came out a couple days ago that I wanted to talk to you guys about, where a study out of UK found that people that had allergies, people that had asthma, seemed to be less likely to get severe COVID than those who didn't. The research came from Queen Mary University of London, and they looked at 16,000 adults between May 1st, 2020 and February 5th, 2021. And it was a survey. Participants gave their age, their circumstances, job, lifestyle, height, weight, medication, whatever. And then they had follow-up questionnaires looking at when they got COVID, if they did or not. And then researchers used logistic regression models to estimate any association between risk factors. And 15,227 people, the majority women, 95% identified as white, filled out one questionnaire, and 14,348 people completed a final questionnaire. So not everybody did, but it was still a good 14,000 people. Average age was about 59. 446 people were tested for tested positive for COVID, so that ended up being 3%. 32 had to be admitted to the hospital. So even though it's a huge sample size in terms of the number studied, only, you know, a handful of them ended up getting COVID, smaller handful admitted to the hospital. But they said those people with eczema, those people with atopic diseases, hay fever, rhinitis, had a 23% lower risk of contracting the disease. Even people who suffered from asthma had a 38% lower risk of infection, even after accounting for the use of steroid inhalers. They said taking immunosuppressants was associated not with being at higher risk, but lowering your odds of infection, 53%. They said the authors noted this statistic may reflect greater shielding from infection. So before we were told, look, asthma is a risk factor, so you're going to be at higher risk. Those people with asthma are compromised. This study is interestingly saying maybe not. So adults who were Asian, Asian British, had twice the risk of testing positive compared to white UK adults. They said the greater the number of people sharing a household, higher number of visits made to indoor public places increase one's risk. But it's very interesting to look at the concept of somebody having allergies. So remember we told you guys there was a study, came out years ago, where children who had pets before they were born and came into a house with pets seemed to have less allergies. And it's kind of one of these concepts of it's very homeopathic in concept or vaccine related in terms of exposure or issues might actually give you some sort of a protective barrier. Your threshold might be different. And the one thing we noticed when the pandemic started early is men especially, when they got COVID, severe COVID, they would just have a much more dramatic response than women in their lungs. Now, this study was mostly women, so I think there still has to be some follow-up studies on this, but people always said, oh, you know, men are babies when they're sick. I don't think so. I think men might have a farther pendulum swing from baseline to sick than a woman might. A woman might not have as many swings. I know people might disagree with that, but women may be more kind of chill, right? Circle the equator when it comes to their immune system because they always have to be in preparation of protecting the baby, protecting the fetus. That's how the bodies were built. Whereas with men, they're working, they get sick, boom. So I'm wondering if maybe those with eczema, allergies, they always have baseline immunity such that rather than the pendulum swing, it's more modulated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today I'm back to announce our action plan to battle COVID-19 this winter. And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
President Biden visited NIH and spoke on the COVID-19 Omicron variant.
More appointments, more hours, more times and sites to walk in, providing boosters shots for up to 110 million Americans who are eligible for boosters.
Friday, the president will talk to the nation on the November jobs report that took a turn in the wrong direction, reported on Thursday. The Senate averted a government shutdown with many Senate Republicans voting for the funding into mid-February. In the end, senators on both sides of the aisle realized that a government shutdown would anger the public, and both parties would wind up taking the blame. On the Capitol Hill horizon, the nation's debt limit will once again need to be addressed soon. USA Radio News. Alec Baldwin, with gentle, ominous music playing in the background on ABC News, gave the news outlet some thoughts on what happened the day a gun he was holding shot and killed the cinematographer.
Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide, you know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Baldwin.
Two NASA astronauts completed an hours-long spacewalk on Thursday that was postponed due to space debris. The successful spacewalk lasted 6.5 hours to replace a faulty antenna. It should be noted this morning the ISS had to swerve to avoid more space debris. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So many people are a little concerned about Biden's health. Apparently his voice sounded hoarse. He looked like he was coughing. And so people want to know how he's doing. I obviously haven't been able to examine him. All I could see is what you all see, and it sounds like he probably has a cold. I mean, it's one of those things where we don't want to make a big deal about every simple thing when it comes to, you know, like they did with Trump. Every single thing they're like, oh, what's wrong with him? Oh, is he a narcissist? Does he have, you know, COVID? Does he have, you know, I mean, Trump, I can't believe it. Trump gets COVID. He goes to Walter Reed. He gets the Regeneron, the monoclonal antibody. He does some news conferences. He didn't look good for a day or two there. I could see he was sick, but was still able to do what he needed to do. Duke still acted like he was in complete control, got out of the hospital, had some more news conferences, whatever. Biden just seems to be a little bit more delicate. And being 79 years old, people, I guess, are a little bit more concerned and, you know, want to make sure he's okay. It's interesting. People who support the president and people who don't support the president want him to be okay. People who support the president obviously want, you know, he's our president, want to know that he's fine. People that don't support the president do not want Kamala Harris anywhere near the Oval Office. So they are also praying for Biden's health. So that's always interesting. You know, if you ever run for president, okay, make sure you have a vice president that nobody wants, because then, you know, nobody will want you out of that office. So Biden said he had a cold. He is tested for COVID-19 every day. He says he has a 1.5-year-old grandson who likes to kiss his pop. I don't blame him. So he blamed his grandson for not feeling ill. And he was talking about the jobs report for November. Jobs report kind of failed a little bit compared to what I think it should be, especially with Christmas hiring or the holiday season and holiday hiring. And, you know, we still have this kind of sluggish labor shortage where people are not enthusiastic about going back to work. But he did sound like he was struggling a little bit. Peter Ducey from Fox News, he said, "Mr. President, your voice sounds different. Are you okay?" Biden said, "It's just a cold," he said, and he is tested for COVID-19. So, you know, Biden had a previous physical. The physical overall said he is fit for duty. He is tight, ready to go. But there was some concern over his stiff gait. And in fact, his doctor had even mentioned that he was going to lasso a group of specialists. Not that we like to be the, you know, accused of lassoing, but basically that's kind of what we do. We kind of lasso, you know, round up some medical students, round up some specialists, you know, to evaluate a neurological disorder. And so the stiff gait, the paresthesias, he had bilateral leg paresthesias. We see those in diabetes, but apparently he didn't have diabetes. We see those in spinal cord injuries, but apparently not really too, knowledge. We really haven't been clued in on him having any major spinal cord injuries. He does have arthritis. But to me, that obviously is a concern in terms of Parkinson's. Now, his doctor, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, family medicine physician, DO, doctor of osteopathy, said that that Biden had stable atrial fibrillation with the need for anticoagulants, stable hyperlipidemia, which is cholesterol controlled by a statin, need to clear his throat more often. He thought maybe it had to do with his reflux esophagitis, long-standing allergic rhinosinusitis, meaning his nose runs, nasal congestion for most of his life. He appears to be more stiff, less fluid in his movements, morning stiffness consistent with arthritis. His recent foot fracture could contribute to this change in gait, but specialists will be assembled to review his gait disturbance. A gait disturbance is considered very serious in somebody who's older, because if they fall, they could break a hip. He's 79 years old. My guess is he has a pretty severe osteoporosis. We don't want him having any gait disturbance. First thing I think of when I hear gait disturbance is Parkinson's, but no tremors were noted. He has moderate to severe spondylosis at multiple levels in his spine, suggesting severe degenerative arthritis. His neurological exam did not suggest that he had a stroke, did not suggest multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or ascending lateral sclerosis, according to his doctor. But he did have a new finding of mild bilateral peripheral neuropathy in absence of diabetes, meaning some numbness. Either you could have numbness in both your feet, or you could have hypersensitivity. He had some diverticula, pockets within the colon, as well as a 3-millimeter benign-appearing polyp, which was removed during colonoscopy. And then there were several areas of actinic change on his skin. Actinic change, a lot of older individuals will get these little patchy spots on their temples, forehead, cheeks, and you scratch at them and they keep growing back. They might not necessarily be cancer, but they could be precancerous. And so those are things that I believe got frozen off of liquid nitrogen. And, you know, the president being 5 foot 11 and a half inches, 184 pounds, 79 years old, I have to admit, as a doctor, he does look good. Does it mean he is fit for president? It depends on what's happening with his mentation and who's running things. But from a physical, superficial standpoint, he looks good. 79 years old. I wouldn't be surprised if he could be developing some gait disturbances, some issues with his nerves. But frequent throat clearing, stiffness to gait, and peripheral neuropathy, to me, is Parkinson's until proven otherwise. It could be a sign of him having some mini strokes or multiple sclerosis. Now, Dr. O'Connor said he doesn't think that's an issue. He's ruled out diabetes. He's ruled out thyroid disorder, vitamin B12 deficiency. Those could also contribute to his symptoms. And I hope he doesn't have Parkinson's. I hope, you know, the president is fine. I hope, you know, it's just he's taking his gait more slowly because he doesn't want to fall. He is the president. You know, remember people gave Trump a hard time when he was navigating the stairs or ramp with this, I think he was supposed to be flying out and he was navigating it well because the last thing he wanted to do was fall and trip on TV as Biden had done. Biden's trip going up Air Force One to me was concerning because it looked like his left leg gave out. It didn't look like he just tripped and was clumsy. It looked like he lost muscle tone in that leg. And then it looks like it still took a little while to get tone back. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, gosh, that looks like a mini stroke. So that was very concerning. But they said a few hours later he was fine and he was out and having an interview and all that. So, Biden's going to have a cold. That's what happens. Biden might get COVID. That's just kind of what happens when we're in a pandemic. I don't think people need to panic. But where it is a concern, and I do agree with people having a shared concern for the president, is one is we have a lot of enemies just watching everything our president does, and any weakness is going to get capitalized on. So if at all our president looks like he's down for the count and our vice president looks inexperienced, we could be in a crap load of trouble. And so, you know, I don't blame Peter Ducey for asking. I think it was nice that he asked. Whether there was some ulterior motive or not, it's up to you. But I think it's appropriate for a reporter to go, look, you know, we noticed your horse. Are you feeling okay? I think that's an appropriate question. But if at all, you know, we think he is, if in case he's the president isn't expressing to others he has something wrong and other people are noticing it. I mean, how many times have I found somebody to have thyroid cancer or something else because nobody told them that their neck looked funny or their skin looked funny or something like that? So at least the media could alert his advisors and make sure you check him out because we do want a healthy president. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, I love to work. I'm a workaholic. So when I hear that some people are not that excited about going back to work, I don't fault them, you know, to each their own. Just because I'm a workaholic, I mean, I had surgery last Thursday. By Friday, I was already working. I was seeing patients online. I actually worked all throughout Thanksgiving weekend. It was great. I mean, it was busy. It kept my mind off the surgery. I'm a workaholic. The problem is I can't work in the retail industry and the restaurant industry, hospitality industry. I can't work where people need. I can only fill the plugs that I could fill because I'm only one person. And there's a lot of people out there that are working, and then there's a lot of people out there who are going, nah, I'm good. So this survey out of the Chamber of Commerce, so this isn't just, you know, some private company trying to get some headlines. This is a poll coming from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, found that 53% of Americans who became unemployed during the pandemic say they are not anywhere actively looking for a job. They lost their job during the pandemic, which means they lost their job over a year ago. We're going to be coming up on the 2-year mark. And rather than racing to get back out there, nope, no plan. Not in the least intrigued. That is 53%. Now, the jobs report, I think we only added about 200,000 jobs, 210,000 jobs, and we should have added about 500,000 jobs. So the jobs report obviously was pretty sluggish. It's just kind of a sign of the time where people aren't that excited. Now, it's interesting because a lot of people are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, it's COVID. People don't want to go back to work because of COVID. Well, this time last year, we would have flu. We had colds. There's tuberculosis. There's dangers on the road. I just saw a video of a young girl's car getting pinned by a truck that's driving, and the truck doesn't realize that the car is being dragged with her in it. It's crazy. I think she made it. There's so many dangers leaving the house, but we faced them all. I mean, when you look at those pictures of New York City and these guys, you know, up on these platforms, you know, trying to build skyscrapers, they didn't go, oh, no, you know what, it's too dangerous to go to work. They had a family to feed, and it stinks that they had to do a job like that. It blows your mind. I mean, people have been killed on jobs for years, job sites for years. But, I mean, there were a lot more concerning, you know, threats out there. After September 11th, I mean, people in New York said, look, New York's strong. They still went to work. They went to work. Just, I mean, even with the threat that somebody else could try to, you know, send a plane into your building, the American way, most countries' way is you get up and you work. I get people are scared. I get people are concerned. But the big difference now than in the past is we've basically mapped it out for people on how you don't have to work. Anybody who has been offered a job in the past could not get unemployment insurance because unemployment means you can't get a job. There's no jobs out there, right? And you have to prove that you couldn't get a job. That's not happening. People are still on unemployment. And even some who aren't getting unemployment, they saved up so much money from all the extra money and incentives and things like that that were given, that they have a nice little savings fund to not go back to work. They say 56% say they can get by for more than 6 months before it comes essential to return to full-time work. 11% say it'll be more than a year before it is necessary to return to work. 15% say it will never be essential. Now, no detail whether the cohort was retirees, how they're going to manage without a job. But the poll is very troubling because we have record job openings. We have supply chain issues. We have industries that are in a lot of trouble if we don't have people coming. And people are like, I'm good. I got plenty of money. You know, I want to say I'm working less. I'm working from home, but I'm not working less, but I'm a workaholic. To me, nothing lasts. Whatever income you have doesn't last. You might think you have the best job ever. You know, some years I've made triple what I'm making now, and some years I've made less. You know, in my line of work, it comes and goes. You can't really rely if you can work, you work. You put the money away because there's going to be times when you can't work. If my surgery hadn't gone well, God forbid, I would be right now not working. And I would have to be relying on whatever money I had in the bank. So we usually tell people that you need to have at least 6 months to a year of income in the bank at all times just in case something goes wrong. That doesn't seem to be how people are thinking. People are thinking, no, you know what? I got 6 months of income, so I'm good. I don't have to work. And I think people have this set of this confidence that the government will take care of me. The government gave me money. The government will take care of me. Now, I got to admit that that is a nice feeling, and I would love our citizens to feel that, you know, if they put in their dues and then something goes wrong, the government is there for them. But at some point, the money's going to run out. I mean, right now, we have to help refugees, and we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people coming across our border, being flown in from Afghanistan. These are people that also need money. Our homeless individuals. We have a huge homeless population. They're going to need money. Not sure if they're getting it. And so if you think that you are on the, you know, the list, the main list, the short list to get government goodies, that might have to change if the government starts realizing that they just can't keep printing money or just keep passing money. I mean, these infrastructure bills and these Build Back Better, it's the money isn't supposed to be designed for people who just feel like they don't want to go back to work and we're going to, you know, still allow you to make money at home. That money is supposed to be going to infrastructure. It's supposed to be going to schools and pre-K and all sorts of other stuff. And then, well, what else is in there? So interestingly, when you look at the age groups, it's pretty even in terms of 25 to 34, 35 to 55, 45 on up. A good number of those 25 to 35 are not actively looking for jobs at all. Same thing with the middle age, same thing with the older. Construction, not a lot of enthusiasm going back. Trade, transport, utility, health services, retail, hospitality, manufacturing. So it really is an interesting study. So my concern is this idea that, you know, maybe we did a great job in terms of, you know, being there for people when they lost their job, but we didn't do a good job because we were the ones that forced them out of their job. We were the ones that said you can't go to work. So according to the study, U.S. Chamber, they said more than half of Americans who became unemployed during the pandemic say they are only somewhat active or not very active at all looking for work. 65% do not expect to be back working before the new year. 8% say they're never going back. 1 in 10, 13% have left multiple jobs during the pandemic. Among those currently unemployed who have held multiple jobs since April 2020, 57% held their most recent position for less than 3 months, so they didn't stay. Almost half said they have been using pandemic incentives or stimulus payments or tapping into savings. 32% want to switch industries, and a hiring bonus of $1,000 remains the top incentive to make somebody change their mind. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.